Yes, Britney Spears, Toxic on Hot 101.5. We are playing throwbacks all morning long. And because of that, I wanted us to go down memory lane. What would we tell our younger selves? Because music is so powerful. And as you're listening throughout the morning, you're going to hear songs that's going to make you go, oh my gosh, I remember when, fill in the blank. So I thought, let's just go down memory lane and let's just go back to our younger selves and just sort of tell them something. It can be funny. It can be inspirational. It could be comforting. Scott, since you were, this was just a couple years ago for you, since you're 23, what would you tell younger Scotty?
I would look myself in the eyes and I would remind myself that you are enough. And I'm shooting back to a time where I was in high school, and I'm going to shoot back to about senior year where I was struggling in a relationship. I was struggling with finding my place within friends that I didn't know what I wanted to do in the next step. I didn't get into the college that I wanted to go into. I saw a lot of other people, and they're all accomplishing their dreams, and I was taking it out personally on myself. And so if I were to go back, I would look myself in the eyes and say, you are enough. You are enough to be one, single and on your own. This relationship does not define you. You are enough, whether it is in sports and athletics, and you are good enough to do whatever you want to do. And not because of all these accolades make you who you are. Let's say I didn't get into the college that I wanted to go to, but when I ended up going to USF, that changed my life because I didn't know how great it would be until I got there. You are enough to make whatever situation you have in that moment the best that it could be. Mm. Go forth. Be confident in who you are, whether you're dealing with something on your face, and I dealt with acne problems. Like, you're more than just looks. You are enough to be whoever you want to be and go off and be that person. That's what I'll tell myself.
That made me tear up, Scott. I'm like, we in a pandemic. I cry about everything now.
Why'd that strike you like that, Holly?
No, it just has the passion in his voice. And like, I wish someone would have told me that too. You know?
My goodness, my Siri on my phone. I'm throwing my phone, my watch.
Oh, you threw the phone.
It just keeps talking during the show.
I know, it does.
Holly,
yeah.
If we were to step back into a time machine, and by the way, we have a little collage of all of us, our younger selves that we've put together. It's on the Hot 101.5 Insta and Facebook page.
Yay.
Let's step into the time machine, Holly. What would you tell your younger self?
I am powerful. I guess I would say you are powerful, but I think, and I didn't realize this until rather recently, I dealt with feeling very powerless my whole life. Basically because I was so used to having someone tell me what to do, I just thought that was what you did. You listened to someone older or wiser than you tell you what to do. And it was just the way that I grew up and the way that I was raised. And so I didn't take a lot of chances. I was not able to be very creative or come up with my own solutions a lot of the time because I didn't even know it was possible. It's such a weird thing. Even in my adult life, in my 20s, I've had situations where I was like, okay, well, this is all I get, and don't be greedy, and I can't ask for more. You're powerful. You can do whatever you want to do. You have the power to ask and say and think bigger. You have the power to do that. I just didn't know. I wish I could tell my younger self that you are powerful. And on a rather trivial note,
yes,
I would also tell my younger self, girl, flat irons are coming. They haven't been invented yet. Don't worry. And in the meantime, buy a curling iron and go that route.
A change is going to come. I would tell my younger self that what I thought were what made me less than everyone else actually would fuel me later on in life to be successful. So I grew up in Atlanta, where I lived south of the city, and I was bused up to the quote unquote rich white area because I'm black. And I always felt less than. I always felt like I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't athletic enough. I was never enough for anybody. And I always thought that where I came from was a weakness and would hamper me in life. And then as I got older and realized that that is what gave me the motivation to succeed and to be successful is because of where I came from and that sort of fueled the fire in me to work and to be successful. And so I would say, everything you're going through right now that you think that you think makes you less than, it's actually making you a wonderful human being.
Mm.
That's what I would tell myself.
Through your struggles come your strength.
Absolutely. You can see the awkward photos of us from when we were younger on the Hot 101.5 Facebook and Instagram. And let us know, what quarantine throwbacks do you want to hear?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.